Yo,
back again, man. Episode 72. I'm the Sam, bro. I'm Earl.
I'm Staff.
And we got Tone over there, man. You can introduce yourself.
Yo, I'm Tone, diehard Rams fan. I'm saying, thanks for the love. I appreciate you having me on here, Earl. I've been bugging you for a minute now. You're doing big things. You're forgetting about people.
Yo, nah.
Nah, but before we get into it, man, make sure y'all go to that YouTube page, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so y'all the first to all our videos. We're on everywhere you stream a podcast, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, anywhere you listen to your podcast, be there. So go stream us up. Go to that Instagram page, that Twitter page, I'm Just Sam Bro Podcast, follow us, show us some love. But we're going to get right into it. And I'm gonna let the guest, cause he just was saying some crazy stuff off of camera. So I'm gonna just let him say what he just said on camera, and we just gonna respond up. We just gonna go off of that. So he talking about his rant.
Hot takes off the rip.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting to get it off the rip like this, Earl. You should have warned me. But I definitely think the Rams is a favorite for the NFC right now. I think with what they did with Jared Goff and his bomb self, I mean. Sean McVay's a genius. So, like, yeah, go ahead. What you saying?
You feel like that was the only piece y'all was missing?
I do. I feel like look at how Sean McVay opened up the offense when he had Wolford that one game where he actually didn't get hurt. And he looked more comfortable calling the plays because he had a quarterback he knew was going to be able to deliver for him, move the pockets, get shifty. And Jared Goff is just a statue back there. You know what I'm saying? So, I definitely think, you know, Earl and I have been talking about it. I definitely think that a quarterback was the missing piece. Now, I mean, we're going to have to try and keep our defense together. We got a couple free agents that's probably going to be bouncing soon. But, I have full confidence in saying that I definitely think it was a quarterback that we missing. And, I mean, we'll see. But, like, you know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, that's my opinion. My humble opinion as a Rams fan. I'm obviously going to be the homer and say that, but –
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I think what?
Y'all can knock off the Bucks.
Yeah, we knocked off the Bucks. I mean, it was a regular season, and the regular season don't mean nothing. But, I mean, we knocked off the Bucks in the regular season with Jared Goff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he had a really good game. But, I just think with Matthew Stafford now, he was in a bad situation in Detroit for a long time, and he was still overperforming. He was kind of carrying that team on his back. I mean, you could argue that most of their wins was because of Matthew Stafford.
That's fact.
So, he had one of the greatest receivers of all time. You know, for a long time, and they wasn't able to do much. But listen, with that situation he had, and just the performances he had, the consistency. People talk about he's been injured. I mean, he's only missed like 8 games over the last 8 or so seasons. So,
yeah.
You know, I definitely am very confident going into the season that we'll be doing some nice things. And it all falls on Sean McVay at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got his quarterback. He's got his guy. That's what everybody's talking about right now, that Sean McVay's got his guy. He's happy with his guy. He got Matt Stafford. You know, let's see. Now it's all on him.
I just want to ask you one question to follow that up, though, because you said to me Jared Goff was a statue or whatever the case may be. I mean, I never really saw Matthew Stafford, like, really be a super mobile quarterback like that.
Yeah. So what I think is going to help Matthew the Rams this year is Matthew Stafford he ain't the most mobile guy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he can move that pocket. He just has that pocket awareness. That's probably what I should have said. Jared Goff don't really have much pocket awareness. They used to send, what, 3-man pressures at him, 4-man pressures at him, and it would get to him. Like, and he just wouldn't know what to do. He'd be like a deer in headlights. So, I mean, I think with Matthew Stafford, he's a vet. So, he's just shifty. Shifty's the word I could probably – he's shifty in the pocket. He could stay in the pocket if he needs to. If he needs to move it and get out to the right, get out to the left, he could do that. And then, I mean, we've seen some of the throws he made. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say he's Patrick Mahomes, but – He throws a nice spiral. He throws a nice deep ball.
In time,
sideways pass.
Yeah, he throws them sideways passes, and I mean, Aaron Rodgers himself said that he's one of the most underrated guys, one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the league. So, I'm excited about it. I'm definitely looking forward to this season. I mean, this is what March, September, like 6 months away. But there's a lot to look forward to as a Rams fan. If you are a Rams fan out there, if you any other fan of the NFC teams, Earl, I know you got your Cowboys over there. But listen, unless Russ come calling, I just don't know, man. I think it's the Rams to lose, honestly. We're just going to benefit. It's not even just it's the entire team that benefits from it. The defense don't have to fucking – oh, I'm sorry. The defense don't have – oh, all right. The defense ain't going to have to make up for Jared Goff's kind of mistakes, you know what I'm saying? He put the defense in some tough situations a lot of the times, you know, stupid turnovers, having the defense have to go back out there and get them the ball back. And we did it last year at a high level. I mean, we were number one defense in the league, you know, in every category but run defense. So, as long as we can keep some core guys there, I mean, we got Jalen Ramsey and AD locked down. I don't think we're going to be playing from behind much, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be I don't want to get too, like, hype on it because I don't want to sound dumb if none of it happens, but it's just crazy because you look at what Sean McVay was able to do with Goff. Like, he made Goff look good in 2017. Like, Goff has never been this, you know, coming out of college, he always had those tendencies of small hands, didn't know how to read defenses, didn't know how to do this and that. And Sean McVay dressed him up and made him look really well. Made him really look like a capable quarterback up until these last couple of years where he was just really inconsistent with his turnovers. And I mean, I think that takes a lot for a coach to do. I mean, you could tell he was getting tired of it.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, Sean got his guy. And if for some reason it don't work out, it's like me and Earl talked about, it's probably gonna fall all on him. Yeah. So. This year is the time to make it happen. I mean, a divisional round loss ain't enough no more. A conference championship, honestly, to me, ain't enough. I think it's Super Bowl or bust. I mean, but I think the Rams are always in that type of mode. Just look at the moves they've been making over the last couple of years. Is win now, you know what I'm saying?
Playing every year.
Every year they got to. You traded your future away for Jalen Ramsey. Although I think, you know, I'm not ever gonna argue that a first round pick isn't worth Jalen Ramsey.
That was worth it though.
It was, to me, where we've been drafting, you know, we've been a decent team, so we've been drafting in some pretty towards the end of the rounds anyway. I don't think that you're not gonna find that talent level at them type of picks that you would have found for, you know, if you would have kept them. Yeah. I think you make the move for Jalen Ramsey.
All right. Well, yeah, shout out to your Rams, though. I don't think they're going to win no damn Super Bowl.
You think the Bucks repeating?
I don't know yet, bro. Like, I got to see where all the pieces fall, see where
– Yeah, it's early. It's super early. For sure. Yeah, it's super early.
I can't say that yet. But we can get into this next topic with – J.J. Watt signing with the Arizona Cardinals. That's another that's going to step up in the NFC. But, yeah, I just wanted to know what y'all feel about that because me personally, I feel like that J.J. Watt signing was kind of confusing to me because it's like I don't think it, like, really put him over the top. Like, you know what I'm saying? I thought he wanted to go somewhere and actually win a Super Bowl. So that was confusing to me. I'm like, what the hell? Arizona? But, how y'all feel about that? Because I feel like maybe he was chasing the money a little bit because I don't think Arizona is a Super Bowl contender. Now, who knows the other moves they can make and all of that, but I don't see Arizona as a threat, really. The defense, yeah, but I don't really see them as a threat. How y'all feel about that?
I mean, personally, I like the move for both parties. J.J. Watt get his money and Arizona get a stud on the line. But I agree. I mean, I don't really see it as far as he's going to win a championship per se there. But, I mean, they do have the pieces in order. You probably got to add a couple more defensive pieces, maybe an O-lineman or two to that mix. But you got some receivers. You got some running backs. You got Kyler. Got J.J. Watt. I mean, if he was a little younger, it would make a little bit more sense because you still got some more time to build around him. But he kind of in win-now mode, it seemed like. So, I mean, respectfully, he could have went to, like, you know, Tampa.
Green Bay.
Green Bay or, you know, somewhere Buffalo. That in, like, next year. Like, he should have went somewhere like that if you asked
what me. What was the three teams that they said offered more money to him and he didn't? And he, like, turned it down to go to Arizona. I think it was Buffalo, Green Bay, and Tennessee, maybe.
Who's that third team?
I think it was Tennessee.
It might have been Tennessee. It might have been Tennessee. Damn, was it?
Yeah. I don't.
Damn. You might be right, though, bro. We just going to go with that.
I know the Cardinals pretty well just because they're in the Rams division, so we see them twice a year. What?
I got it right here. My fault. It's the Browns and the Colts offer more money.
The Browns and the Colts.
DC's offer was similar.
Oh, okay.
So I was saying earlier that I think Chandler Jones might be let go, and I was wrong there because I just saw some things that he's going to be staying and that he's really excited to be playing next to J.J. Watt. So that kind of changes the scenario a little bit. I think as long as they stay healthy, I mean, Chandler Jones has been – at least the last couple of years, injury prone and has missed some time. J.J. Watt, we know, can usually never stay healthy.
Thanks.
So, I mean, their defense, Isaiah Simmons, Buda Baker, they got a pretty decent pick. So they'll probably, if they can, what I don't want to see them do as a Rams fan is draft a stud corner like J.C. Horn or Asante Samuel Jr.
But they ain't gonna be able to get him though.
They're gonna draft one of
them corners. They're gonna draft one of them corners, is my feeling. And you know, that'll kind of solidify that defense a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think they saw what they did with Isaiah Simmons last year, and he was just used completely wrong. They didn't even really start him much. He was really just like kind of a
Jordan Hicks too.
You Hassan Reddick, if they keep him, right? He popped off of something like 13 and a half sacks or something crazy like that in like six games. So yeah, their defense I think would be nice. You know, I'll say that. I'll backtrack on that and saying I was wrong thinking they was gonna let go of Chandler Jones. But that offense,
oh, the man that got the most sacks since 2012.
Yeah, that offense is what's gonna be kind of the downfall for them, unless they go and build that O-line through free agency. They don't really have anybody good on the O-line that I could think of right now, unless y'all know anyone.
Nah.
And
that's their biggest weakness.
Their running back situation is a little messed up, but we seen that you can draft any running back and do well.
Speaking of that, I got Cam Akers as a top five running back next season too.
My guy. Cam Akers. It's going to be good for them, too, because they're going to see a lot of lighter boxes because Jared Goff ain't have no deep threat. So they just stacked the box on him. I was looking at the number earlier, something like 45% or something like that. Cam Akers can definitely be a top five running back with Matthew Stafford there because they're going to have to kind of respect that deep ball. You're not going to be able to load the box with, you know, eight people, seven people anymore. You're going to have to spread them out. And that's just – we've seen what Cam Akers could do with loaded boxes. We've seen what he could do in the pass game. You know, man, there's a lot to be excited about if you're a Rams fan. Shout out to all the Rams fans out there that's listening. But back to Arizona, I do think their offense is going to be – Earl, you were saying something about in our group chat that Russell Wilson wasn't Russell Wilson in year three.
Not the Russell Wilson he is today.
Yeah. I think they're asking for Kyler Murray to be Russell Wilson of today if they don't address the O-line issues in the offseason. If they don't address, they're asking him to cook like they let Russ cook.
Right.
And I don't have the confidence yet. I mean, Kyler's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a stud. I like him. I hope he never beats the Rams for my sake, but I think he's a great quarterback. I really do. I think he's shifty. He's fast. You know,
I feel like he needs help. Like, because I feel like if you watch the games last year, if you watch the tape, he he depended on D-Hop a little bit too much, especially if it was a close game or if it was like they needed like a third down or a fourth down. He depended on D-Hop a little bit too much. They just need another weapon out there that can get some separation. That's, I feel like that'll really set them over the top, like a tight end, like the they're not gonna get him the ball.
They're not gonna get Kyle Pitts. Yeah, shout out to Philly, Kyle Pitts, bro. He's a monster. He's an animal. He's unfair.
They gonna be crazy. They just need that O line, like you said, and I feel like they need one more weapon. Cause the dude, what's the other wide receiver? What's his name?
Andy Isabella and Christian Kirk.
He was supposed to be something, but he's too injury prone, bro.
Andy Isabella is just, he's a decent third receiver, but yeah, you're right. They definitely need another weapon because you're gonna get defenses like I'm gonna keep using the Rams just because you see what Jalen Ramsey did to them. You're gonna get defenses like the Packers. You see what Jair Alexander was able to do to some stud ass receivers over the year.
Yeah.
They're gonna take D Hop out of the game, or at least try. You gotta respect D Hop regardless. He's gonna get his. But when they do, you're right. They're gonna need somebody else to go to. I could see them maybe going after like a Tyler Eifert, who just got let go from Jacksonville.
He's done.
Something like that. I mean, you need somebody. You need somebody. You're not gonna be able to draft. There's no tight ends that you're gonna be able to draft that's gonna kind of be a game changer, unless miraculously Kyle Pitts falls to you.
Which is not going to happen.
Which ain't going to happen. Kyle Pitts is probably going top five, and that's surprising. You know, surprising for a tight end.
He's a hybrid, though.
He's hybrid. Yeah,
he lined up on the outside, bro. That's how he started his college career, lining up on the outside when he was a freshman.
I know in Philly, I forgot what high school he went to. He's from Philly. In high school, he was playing wide receiver.
Yeah.
So when he went to college, they moved him to tight end. And he was just kind of like you said, the hybrid weapon. He can go outside, inside, kind of like I'm trying to think of a tight end, like a Darren Waller.
Yeah, or Kittle.
Like a Darren Waller or George Kittle.
Yeah.
So that people are going to – they're going to see what Darren Waller did. They're going to look at what George Kittle can do, and they're going to want that. So he's definitely going to go quick. You're not going to have many other tight ends. I don't even know tight ends that are in this league. Maybe Pat Freiermuth from Penn State, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
But – They need another weapon, and their first round pick is going to have to be spent on defense. Pat Pete's leaving. You're going to take a cornerback.
I was supposed to be signing him back though today. Today they said they're trying to sign him back after the JJ Watt deal because they had to see what the money was going to be, and now they supposedly trying to sign him back. I don't know.
I'm not saying Pat Pete's washed, but he's not the Pat Pete of old. But he's going to be like a Richard Sherman. He's going to be reliable. He's going to be, I mean, outside of the health thing. He's going to be reliable. So, I mean, he's not going to – he's still going to play good technique. It's Pat Pete. You got to respect him.
Yeah.
But I still think they're going to draft that cornerback in the future. They're going to take every mock draft I've been seeing is J.C. Horn. And that'll probably be not a good thing for a lot of teams because if you have a pass rush like – J.J. Watt, Chandler Jones, barring any health, J.C. Horn is a lockdown animal. He's out there training with Jalen Ramsey right now, which I don't like. But listen, you got to iron sharpens iron at that point.
Right.
And if they can land somebody like him, lock down that back end, Buda Baker's a stud. You know, I'm not taking nothing away from them. I respect Buda Baker. I don't know who their other free safety is. Maybe Deontay Thompson or something like that.
Baker, he was too much of Bob Sanders, bro.
Right, but look, I wanted to get onto this next topic though, because y'all had brought up Russell Wilson, right? And I want to ask you, Earl, because you ain't been talking. I need to know what you feel about Russ supposedly saying he would accept a trade to the Cowboys. Now, the other teams were supposedly the Bears, the Raiders, and I believe the 49ers. But, I know how you would feel. How do you feel about hearing this news?
I mean, what are you asking me about the news? I love it. I mean, if we could get Russ,
it would actually happen.
What we gonna trade for? We gonna do a sign and trade for Dak? I mean, we can make that happen.
Supposedly, right now. How it's gonna work? It's supposed to work out is y'all franchise tag Dak, and then trade him to them, and they cancel the, you know, the what's his name, and give him the contract, give him the 40 mil that he want.
Oh, that's cute. We can make that happen right now. I'll take Ruck.
he want 40? I thought he wanted Pat Mahomes money.
He said he want.
At least that's what I saw.
Do it.
He said he want 40. I mean, I'm happy with either quarterback at this point, bro. After watching what happened last year, that quarterback means a lot, bro. And Dak was snapping. He was, like we keep saying every time we bring up Dak, he was still leading the NFL in passing yards like 3-4 weeks after he was injured. So, like,
yeah, that was.
I mean, and of course, that had a lot to do with how bad the defense was and how he had to keep trying to play us back into games. But
right,
that shit was special. He was out there throwing that ball, bro. Like, I don't really care what the situation was or whatever. It take a lot to make a lot of those plays that he was making. Although it didn't lead to wins, he still was out there hooping. But, I mean, if we could get Russ, why not? I mean, if Dak not happy and we don't want to give Dak the money and you want to sign and trade for Russell Wilson, what's wrong with that? Send that.
My thing so is, though, it's like
what you're difference do Russ make? Honestly, what difference would Russ make on the Cowboys? How much of a difference?
He's a better decision maker than Dak.
Can you really say that?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, but there's not many decision makers like Russ. Like Russ just seems to know all the time. Like
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, Pat Mahomes maybe.
I mean, he probably improvises. Or, but do you really think, like, that's your opinion, though. I mean, I can respect it. I don't know, bro.
Only time Russ ain't good is when he playing Aaron Donald.
That's a fact.
That's good. Like, that's the only time Russ not good. Aaron Donald owns that dude. Like, it's crazy.
Although our offensive line ain't what it used to be, if it could be anywhere near what it used to be, that'd be crazy with Russ back there. He won't have to run around for his life all the time. That's different, bro.
Throwing a CD and Amari.
But y'all defense ain't shit, so Russ ain't gonna make that much of a difference. So that's real. I was thinking about that. Like, man, y'all defense shit. I gotta get that together.
Look, man, that's what the offseason is for. You gotta coach them boys up. Make some moves. Coach them boys up, you know.
I think y'all might get a fucking cornerback too, bro.
I think it was Pat Surtain landing to them.
I was about to say, yeah, so, I think
Pat Surtain.
Strapping up. He's going to be strapping shit.
He is a dog.
Pat Surtain's a dog, 100%.
Definitely need him, too. Man, let's talk about who y'all going to take. Who is the Eagles going to take? Y'all taking a receiver?
They going to take a quarterback, bro.
You know I want to take, though? I want to take Kyle Pitts. Mm-hmm. I feel like the best available. Like bro said, he said he feel like Kyle Pitts is a top five pick. My
He's
thing is,
him,
bro, I'm going for talent, the best talent. I don't care about, we need this on a team or we need that. Now, that's probably, you know, why I ain't no GM, but honestly, bro, I would go with the best talent. You look at the talent, you look at Kyle Pitts and what he would mean for our offense. We about to get rid of Zach Ertz. Why not pair him with Dallas Goedert? That's another weapon for Jalen Hurts. Now, he isn't the best blocking tight end, which is like kind of concerning because neither is Dallas Goedert. So it's like we're going to have two tight ends that's not really great at blocking, but you can work on that. Just like, you know what I'm saying?
I think the real question is Jalen Hurts y'all quarterback?
I believe there's no doubt about it.
I believe y'all need to take another quarterback.
Why does everybody say three,
four games?
So we don't know how the draft going to shake out. But if everything is come, we still got Deshaun Watson domino that need to fall. If that domino is going to fall at any point, if they make a move up for a quarterback, they could shake up that whole board. And let's say a Zach Wilson falls to use guys, or Trey Lance, another North Dakota State guy. Y'all really going to pass up?
I don't like
that.
Yes.
Which one you like?
Because last year we took a goddamn quarterback in the second round. We took him in the second round. You know how important a second round pick is? We took a quarterback in the second round last year. If you don't get that much, then you're just an idiot.
I think if the decision is Jalen Hurts is y'all quarterback, I wouldn't mind the Kyle Pitts pick if he falls to y'all.
Okay.
But if Jalen Hurts, if the decision is, all right, cool, Jalen Hurts is our guy going forward, and Kyle Pitts is off the board, I think it's got to be whoever's left between Devontae Smith, Ja'Marr Chase, and Jalen Waddle.
See, my thing about that is we don't need another wide receiver. Why does
y'all do, though?
Who y'all wide receiver? I'm saying it like y'all got a squad over there.
Yeah, like Jalen Reagor?
Listen, I'm not saying we got a squad, but what I'm saying to y'all is we've been taking a lot of wide receivers these last couple drafts. We drafted Quez Watkins. We barely got to see what he did. Who was the John Hightower? We barely got to see what he did. You know what I'm saying? We still got J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. The verdict is still out on him because he wasn't really playing. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got Jalen Reagor. We got Greg Ward. We got who was the dude that snapped out of nowhere for them 4 or 5 weeks? He was the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Wasn't that Fulgham? Travis Fulgham?
It was Fulgham, yeah.
Still got him. So my thing is, all right, Jalen Hurts already know these dudes. He already been working out with them. He know them. Let them get that chemistry. They all young. Like, let these young dudes get that chemistry. Like you said, Earl, like, sometimes you just got to let these dudes develop and let them, you know what I'm saying, and stop trying to bring in talent and trying to bring in motherfuckers to take their spot. Just develop.
I dig it.
You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, we don't have to press to take a wide receiver. I think that's what we're going to do, honestly.
What about O-line?
I was about to say, Sewell. Only one I want is the dude from Oregon. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sewell.
Yeah.
Christian, I think his name's Christian Darrisaw. He's another good one, but y'all got some questions there. Brandon Brooks can't stay healthy.
We just were hurt last year. Brandon Brooks was out for the year. Lane Johnson was there the whole year. We our young boy Jack Driscoll was hurt. Like, and then we
Andre
found out
Dillard got hurt, no?
Huh?
Andre Dillard.
He got hurt too. He got hurt before the season even started. So it's like, my thing is, we are okay as far as the offensive line and defensive line, which I think that's how you win games in the trenches. You know what I'm saying? As far as our offensive line, our defensive line, I feel like we're cool. I wouldn't be mad at us going cornerback at that sixth pick either, though.
I wouldn't. But then that means y'all. That means Paul. Not Paul Sinadivo. Patrick Surtain isn't going to be available for your Cowboys, Earl.
We got to go. Me personally, I really feel like they might take Kyle Pitts, but if I really had to take somebody, I probably would take Surtain.
Let's check a mock draft.
Well, if y'all don't take – if y'all
I probably would take that six.
Gunther's is probably definitely taking Pitts.
But I'm not sure, bro. Like, the Eagles, we on some weird – real awkward. We in a real
y'all awkward. Y'all guys in an awkward spot. I definitely agree with that. Y'all in a real awkward spot.
I feel like the best way to get out of this is just develop your young talent. We had a horrible season last year. This year, let's just develop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's get Jalen Hurts. Let's see what he really is about. Let's give him a season. We did it to Wentz. We did it to everybody. We gave everybody a chance. Like, give him a chance. Like,
that's the other young boy, the other cornerback, Caleb Farley.
That's what it was. From a shot, it's better options out there. I don't think he's the guy, but if it's a white dude, it's a white quarterback, it's like everybody just be like, oh yeah, I never heard of this dude, but yeah, everybody was hype about Wentz. I know didn't nobody ever hear about Wentz before we drafted him, but people was ready to see him play though. People was hype. They talking about Wentzylvania and all that. So why we can't let Jalen Hurts just let him play? Like, he played like 3-4 games. He just got pushed into it. We weren't already not winning. I don't think they put him in there. Put him in there to lose specifically. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't get into the playoffs again. So it's just like, let my young boy cook. He already done been through the mental stuff. He got the mental because he got benched during the national championship game. You know what I'm saying? At halftime. So anybody that go through that and then come back and play the way he played at Oklahoma, bro, the dude got this. Something that Wentz never had. So my thing is, let this dude rock out. Let him groom with these weapons. Let the offensive line come back and get healthy. We are fine. The Eagles are fine. We're not in position.
I don't think y'all fine, but I think if Jalen Hurts can come back this year, get it together, show that he does have that mental kind of lock-in mindset that Carson Wentz hasn't shown over the last couple years, you get him a weapon. I think like you said, it's going to be wide receiver at number six. They're not going to go any other way. I think Philadelphia will burn they burn shit to the ground if they take anything other than a wide receiver.
And it
got to be the right one. Like, yeah. Last year can't happen again. Like, you see what Justin Jefferson did and how he blew up.
But Jalen Rager, I didn't give him a chance, though. He was hurt. He got hurt at the beginning of the season. Like,
so you telling me if Jalen Rager played all season, he'd have, not that he'd have been where Justin Jefferson is, but he'd have been as productive as Justin Jefferson was?
No, I'm not gonna say he would be as productive because he wasn't getting nowhere near the type of, you know, targets and stuff like that.
But so you like the Jalen Rager pick?
Yes. If bro didn't tell you, I call him Baby Reek, but
he not Baby Reek.
He is Baby Reek. But and we're gonna revisit this, and I'm gonna talk to you, bro. I swear, you know I follow you on, you know, you follow
the page. We can revisit.
And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be like, remember I told you he was Baby Reek?
Everybody, we can revisit it.
Everybody doubting this man.
But I think if they go Devontae Smith, I think you're gonna see how much they didn't necessarily want Jalen Rager, because I think Devontae's gonna phase him out. To be honest with you,
I feel like they're the same type of player. So why take Devontae Smith? I don't want Devontae. He's too small for me. I want a bigger body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you take Jamar Chase. I mean, you can't go wrong with either pick. I argued that Jamar Chase is the wide receiver to take. Like, if you have the ability to take him, you take him. I don't think you take Devontae Smith over him. I don't think you take Jalen Waddle over him.
Nope.
But then somebody made the point that he had a lot of talent on that LSU roster. And he did. He ain't gonna cap. He had a lot of talent. But when he went up against the dogs at Alabama, he was cooking them.
Cooked them. All the great.
I believe he played Caleb Farley one game and cooked them. You know, you're talking about these top cornerbacks coming out of the draft this year that Jamar Chase cooked, and the kid still, he ain't played a whole season and still leads the NCAA in like touchdown receptions over 20 yards. So, I mean, he's productive. He can stay healthy. He can take hits. I don't know how Devontae Smith's gonna take some of these NFL hits. He is a small dude, but I think the Eagles got to get this pick right, or else they're gonna be calling for Howie's name. I mean, they're already calling for it, but it's gonna be a lot of hecticness in the city if they don't get this pick right.
That's real. That's super real, bro. I don't know, man. The draft coming up, man. We're going to see real soon, man.
Hey, the Rams ain't got a first-round pick, so I ain't got to worry about nothing. I just got to watch how these dominoes fall in free agency. That's it.
That's true. I feel like y'all need another weapon, too. Unless Van Jefferson show me something that I didn't see last year, because I don't think he is. Now, he was dealing with some nagging injuries all year, and I know that. But
I like Van, but I definitely think if our offense is going to do what it did, if they want to replicate what we did in 2017, 2018, you're going to need a Brandon Cooks-like speed guy. You can't expect Van Jefferson to stretch the field for you. You can't expect Cooper Kupp or Robert Woods to do that for you. I heard, you know, just my rumblings on Twitter with all the people I followed as Rams people is DeSean Jackson's probably going to get a little one-year deal with the Rams. Mm. I'm not a fan of that because I don't think D-Jack stays healthy. I think he's kind of at that tail end of his career, but you've seen with Jalen Hurts, he's a game changer. One play, he can just kind of open up that field, open up and run it into the end zone. I'm more on like the John Ross type train where he's a young dude.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
You're not past that, like you just said.
Yeah,
100%. You take John Ross over D-Jack?
Not saying I would take John Ross over D-Jack.
No, I'm just talking about right now.
For the money, with the Rams cap situation, for the money, I will probably prefer John Ross because he's going to come cheaper. D-Jax is going to command 1 year, 10 mil. And I get it. If we put that money into it, I think it'll be well worth it, especially with the formations that the Rams use a lot. We're in a lot of 11 personnel with a tight end, and kind of that's when they can start to utilize Van Jefferson a little bit, one tight end, three receivers. When we come out in 12, it's Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods the whole time and two tight ends. So D-Jax might be able to stay healthy if he's not seeing the field a lot, and that'll benefit us. But I think we have other pressing concerns on the defense. We're losing a lot of starters, bro. We got to, like, get that situated before we decide to spend $10 million on a receiver. So if John Ross come cheap, I'll take him. John Ross is gonna burn. He just needs to show up. Like, he showed up a little bit this year before they benched him. But, you know, I think for the Rams to really expand, I think it's going to be like a – they're going to go after DeSean Jackson. Homecoming, it just all fits right. Back to L.A. He went to what, USC? Okay. It's just all – that's where the dominoes seem like they fall in that. And I'm okay with it. I'm just really looking forward to it.
I like that, though. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm definitely taking D-Jack over fucking anybody. You tripping. Like, but I get what you're saying, though. Like, y'all got more pressing concerns for the defense. So
money is a big thing with this whole COVID, you know, and the NFL and the salary cap and stuff like that. So you already seeing a lot of teams cut people who they don't want to cut because they need to start to stack some bread. And I think that you're going to see that all around the NFL. I think the Eagles are going to cut some people that you're not going to be expecting to cut. I think the Cowboys is probably going to cut some people. You're not expecting them to cut anybody in the NFL. Kyle Van Noy just signed with the Dolphins, was productive, put up numbers, and they cut him today. Like, they released him. So it's like, when those dominoes fall, you're going to see these people. They were talking about super teams being created in the NFL this year, where people are going to take one-year deals to try and win a Super Bowl and stuff like that. So I think that's what the landscape's going to be in the NFL for at least this year, until that salary cap gets back to what it needs to be, until people start to get back into the stadiums and the money starts to get right with the league. The NFL is going to be crazy this year, man.
That's true.
Yeah, it's going to be wild.
I like Breshad Perriman for the Rams, bro.
Yeah. Where Breshad Perriman at now? The Jets?
Yeah, he's a free agent, though, I believe.
I wouldn't mind that. He produced a bit this year.
Yeah.
His issue early on was he couldn't stay healthy.
Facts. But I mean, that's
he's still healthy all year.
For real, for real. All of the burners just seem like can't stay. Well, the little
can't stay healthy.
Even though he's not little for real. So he a little different, but John Ross can't stay healthy. D-Jack can't stay healthy. None of them dudes. T.Y. Hilton used to be a little.
Hey, T.Y. Hilton's a free agent. His Twitter looking like he's not going back to Indy.
Yeah, that's another one. Somebody gonna have to drop the bag for T.Y. though. So that's a little.
Oh, he's going. He's going with the bag.
He look at the team. Sign with the Cardinals.
Nah, I don't know if the Cardinals got that money.
Probably not. But
I never heard about them being in no cap situation though. They, I think they might have the money. I know they probably middle of the pack as far as their cap situation. Like, but
if they land a T.Y. Hilton, the Cardinals. Then I think you can argue that they can win the NFC West. Because that it's just T.Y. hasn't been healthy over the last year. So I don't know how many games he played last year.
That's true.
But I mean, if you could, that might help them get him cheaper than what he would want. But going back to that conversation about getting Kyler some weapons who are good. And not just like the Andy Isabellas and the Christian Kirks who are decent.
Right.
I think that kind of makes a difference. I think T.Y. would make a difference. And then if Russ winds up leaving Seattle, I mean, that puts them kind of in the dog pound. I mean, I don't think they're going to be any good at all, even with Dak, if that were to happen.
Depending on what they get.
I mean, you need to
know what they might be trying to get rid of Russ.
They need an entire O-line. Like, yeah, brand new draft 5 straight O-linemen, and they're probably better than what you got right now.
All they care about is defense, though. We've been through that.
Yeah. And even that ain't good.
That's what I'm saying.
They need pass rush.
And y'all still mediocre? Like, the thing you're focused on?
I don't want to sound like a homer, but, like, for a Jared Goff to come in there with 9 fingers and beat you in the wild card round and you're home, all that trash Jamal was talking, that's kind of embarrassing. Like,
but y'all also had the number one defense, and y'all was playing insane all year. So it's like,
yeah, that, and that helped.
Because it wasn't Jared Goff that won the game, y'all defense. So
yeah, but Jared Goff did what he had to do, man. Like, he didn't turn the ball over. Right, a game manager. And that's where I think a lot of the misconceptions with Russ early on in his career and having the type of defense he had, that's what I kind of think is – not that Sean McVay's trying to emulate that with the Rams, but that's what I think's looking to happen is if Matt Stafford could come in there and be an extra extraordinary game manager with the defense we have, I don't think it's – you seen what Seattle did. I mean, they won the whole thing. I mean, the league ain't what it is like it was back then. I mean, you got the Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs who just – I mean, the Bucs stopped them, but I think you run that as a series. I think Kansas City probably beats them 2 out of 3 times.
Not with that O-line.
Nah, but you give them all the right. You give them what they had all year. Kansas City, of course. So like it's different. The league is completely different than what it was back when Russ was game managing. But I think Russ is tired of like running for his life, like you said. Like you got people in the backfield the moment you like the ball. And he's trying to go somewhere, you know, Dallas, Chicago.
And his running
who's the other team? Bro, running backs is always hurt. Chicago's a bad team for him to go to, but Chicago has a decent O-line. Like, I see why he wants to go there. Like, he wants to be protected. And, I mean, I don't think Seattle's going to focus on the O-line in the draft. They might. But I think Pete Carroll's going to stay Pete Carroll, and he's going to try and manage that defense because he's just a defensive-minded coach. So I think Dallas might have the best chance at Russell Wilson, especially if Dak is expecting Pat Mahomes-type money. We know Jerry ain't paying that.
Yeah. Well, so, he did surprise Zeke. He held out for a while, and then he surprised us. He made him the highest-paid running back. So now that didn't work out, so maybe that's probably why he's not going to do this.
That's exactly why he's not going to want to get – and then coming off that injury, the franchise tag is looking like the perfect situation for Dak Prescott.
Running back and a quarterback is two different things. He should have never gave that damn money. I don't think he should have gave Zeke that money, but like all that money, but hey.
Zeke earned it. Earl could probably speak more for what he's seen with the Cowboys because, I mean, that's his squad. But I think Zeke earned it. Outside of Todd Gurley back before this whole knee thing happened, it was him and Zeke. Yeah, like at that point, it was Zeke winning them games for him. And Dak was kind of that game manager. He didn't have to throw the ball a lot. Then they unleashed Dak. And, you know, I mean, he was – what was it, week four he got hurt?
I said they was riding Zeke back for years since he came.
Oh yeah,
deserved the year off,
and he was doing it like he deserved the money. But do you pay running backs that money nowadays?
Nah,
I think a lot of people looking at it like nah.
Pay quarterbacks
and the Rams is probably the culprit of starting all of that. They paid Todd all that money, and then the next season he went right down the drain. Like,
oh y'all,
and it just looked like it looked like a bad deal. Like 2017. He was great. 2018, I don't know what happened. And it was after that Kansas City game when he got hurt. The knee took a hit.
Oh, no. That's all.
Y'all ran to the ground. Like, what you expect when you run
into the Rams ran him to the ground. So, and that's what I think. That's the Zeke. That's the Ty Gurley effect now. Zeke is getting run to the ground, or he's been run to the ground.
Yeah, he needed a year off. He going to come back and cook and watch.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he needed to kind of take it easy. They got Tony Pollard back there. He's not a power back, but – He's shifty back there. He's fast.
Shout out to Tony Pollard. He helped me win a fantasy football playoff game, bro.
Tony Pollard, he nice. So they got a nice little two-headed monster back there in the backfield. They just need their O-line to come back healthy. I think their center retired because of a health issue or something like that.
Yeah,
so that was kind of a big loss for him. There's not many Aaron Donalds in the league that are going to be bowling down defenders like he was in week one. And Zach Martin's an all-pro guard. So, like, you got Lyle Collins.
Yeah, they line is still together.
They got a nice line. Like, it's decent. They just need – I could see Russ. I could see Russ back there. I wouldn't be shocked if that happened at all. I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Nah, chill. We don't want that. I'm an Eagles fan. Don't
need listen.
None of that shit over here. Keep that rest shit right where he at. NFC West.
I would not be shocked.
Russ, we going to the chip. Chip.
Y'all gonna have to go through LA, bro.
We going to the chip.
Not with that defense, y'all not.
We going to the chip.
All right, look, but I just wanted to get on football. Unless y'all got something else to talk about with football.
Be I just want to
up on basketball just for a little bit. Like, I ain't had that many topics or nothing like that, but I just wanted to talk about basketball for a little bit. Y'all cool with that?
Yeah, we got 45 minutes in. I'm definitely cool with that. We was talking football forever.
I know.
He's ready for the season.
Like, I wanted to start off, because you know me, bro. I care about my brothers. You feel what I'm saying? My man Lloyd Pierce got fired from the Hawks. Like, just out of nowhere. Like, and I understand, but it's like I don't. It's like they give these other coaches, and you know what I'm talking about. They give those other coaches a lot of leeway. They give them a lot of time and all of that to get their team together, get their coaching staff together, get their, you know, they give them a lot of leeway. But when it comes to certain coaches, it just, I'll be amazed at how they just fire them like that in the middle of a season, like they might just be getting the ball rolling. We're going through a pandemic. Why would you do that? Like, I'm lost. Like, why would you fire him? And then the kicker is they trying to hire Nate McMillan like to replace him, who was an assistant on the same squad. Like, what is the point of that? Like, what is the point of that? Tell me what's the point of that. He's going to be preaching the same thing Lloyd Pierce was preaching. Like, what the?
So, if my tickets tell me anything, I think it comes down to how he was utilizing Trae Young a lot. I don't think John Collins and him just wasn't seeming to, at least just some stuff I was reading. Like, I don't think John Collins and him really had like a, I don't think they liked the way he was using them both on the court at the same time. I mean, they're both studs. Trae Young is an animal, but I think you got to be able to get more out of Trae Young than what you was getting over. Just the inconsistency with Trae Young, at the end of the day, is always going to fall on the head coach. It's not going to fall. I mean, it'll fall on the player at some point. But, yeah, I honestly don't know what's up in Atlanta, man. It's a tough situation. Wasn't Nate McMillan – wasn't he – he's an assistant there. Where was he coaching before? Utah?
Pacers. And he got fired when he had
the Pacers,
a great
record. Yeah.
He had a great record. He got fired. Like, I don't get the NBA anymore. Like, as far as coaching, hiring, and firing, I don't get that shit. Well, I do. We all know what it is. It's about that. But, I mean, it's just, like, it's comical now. Like, it's like, get that dude a chance, bro. Get these guys a chance. Like, they're working with young stars. They're working with young players. And you expect them to just turn the organization around? Like, I'm lost. Like, like you said, Trae Young is a dog, but Trae Young not a Ben Simmons or a Joel Embiid as far as, like, you draft them and then, like, they really change the aspect of the team. Like, Trae Young did, but they need another piece. Trae Young can only do so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Trae Young, but, I mean, has he won? He doesn't win. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so everything he does doesn't really affect the game so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you really want to be real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't affecting the game that much if they losing every goddamn game and they getting cooked. So it's like he's just scoring a lot when they getting cooked. You know what I'm saying? So maybe you right with them not using the Trae Young right and John Collins, but I don't know. Like, the whole situation is just weird, bro, because it's like these dudes are young, bro. They still got to come into their own.
They,
like,
do have a young roster. Clint Capella's young. Trae Young is young. John Collins is young.
And Reddish. Oh, they got a whole young squad. Like, I
got two things to say, though. Luke Walton still got a job.
Yeah.
And Trae Young is just wildly inconsistent with his shot. And that,
thank you for saying that.
That also, I mean, like Tone said, it's always going to fall on the coach, but sometimes you got to look at your star player too. Sometimes he just be getting strapped the fuck up. Like, they be putting him in a car seat. I mean, like, some games he just can't do nothing.
He but just seems too small some games.
Yeah, and you know he already, like, what type
he of – he already tiny.
Play. Only thing he can really do on defense is play the passing lanes. He not mean, like, if you – come on, what come on, yo. I could probably put Trae Young in the post, like.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like the comparisons with Steph early on. He not. I mean, Steph can play defense. Steph plays defense. I think, like you said, Trae Young just plays those passing lanes. And that's it. Like, I mean, he could chase you down on a fast break and maybe pick you from behind.
Right.
But if it's 2-on-1, they just, you know, just gonna dump it off and that's points.
How tall is Trae Young? Well, he like 6 foot, if that.
6 foot.
6 foot. What's Steph like? 6'3"? It's a little bit different, man. It's just different. Them 3 inches, and he definitely way more than Trae Young. It makes a difference, bro. Like, I don't know. I mean, you know what it is.
Steph 6'3".
He was like, man. Like, how do you get fired this early in the season when Luke walked? Oh, man. I don't know, bro. And he had a chance to build his roster and everything, and they still trash. And they give up the most points in the league.
They 14-20. They fired him 14-20. He could still get it back together. Like, damn. Like, I'm six games under 500. Like, damn, let me get the ball rolling. Like, all right, we could go on a six-game win streak, four or five-game win streak, and then get us back close. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Man, you know the vibes. They got a –
he's talking about, you know, yeah,
I mean, it's real for Luke Walton to still have a job. And I mean, honestly, for Luke Walton only got the opportunity in LA because he was Luke Walton. He was a player there. LeBron kind of vouched for him.
Right.
I mean, you saw LeBron ain't say nothing when he got fired. He was cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? For him to still have a job, I mean, you know, yeah, it's always going to be that question, but we know why. Everybody know why.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, like, just giving these – I mean, if you even want to compare it to the Steve Nash hiring.
Facts.
Like,
that was crazy.
Why? Why would you hire Steve Nash to coach? I mean, I get it. You want Steve Nash to kind of coach up Kyrie. You want him to kind of be that type point guard. But you still got Mark Jackson sitting on the sideline commentating.
Commentating, bro.
Who I think personally it would have been a better option for the Nets.
By far.
I mean, just look at some of the decisions Steve Nash made just early on, like some questionable ones. But, you know, listen, we all know why.
He got the best coaching seat in the NBA.
In the NBA right now. He's chilling. Like, he don't got to do nothing. He don't got to coach. Let them boys play ball.
Coaching Kyrie said that. Kyrie straight disrespected him. He said, "We don't even need no coach." Like, he just
the Nets can play backyard ball and win, bro. I mean, they don't play no defense. They just need to. You just can't stop a team that scores a buck 30 a game on you. That can go off for 130 a game like it ain't nothing.
Don't say you can't.
Again, my biggest issue with the Nets is, are they going to stay healthy the whole way through? If they stay healthy the whole way through, COVID being an outlier, then, I mean, I want to say that the Lakers beat them. But, again, the Lakers can't stay healthy right now. So,
man,
that's Kuzma out.
They definitely going to stay healthy because you got James Harden there to carry the load when these other two frail motherfuckers can't play.
And that's the crazy part is you could tell how much James wanted out of Houston. Just by looking at him play right now.
Yeah.
Dude is dropping 30, 14, and 12 or something crazy like that. No turnovers. We was talking about it. That's just insane. Like, all right. He did that. So, yeah, when you got a dude like him that can carry the load, I mean, the Nets are dangerous.
And yeah.
I made a bet with somebody that they don't come out of the Eastern Conference.
Shit.
And that bet's not looking good right now, but
–
I did because I felt like they weren't going to stay healthy. I mean, listen, this was prior to James Harden.
So this was when
it was just Kyrie, Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, all them boys. I didn't think they would stay healthy. And again, it's KD hasn't been healthy. Kyrie's been on his little Kyrie kick where he decides to take games off at a time and do what he wants to do. So yeah, I made that bet. But I mean, I'm still confident with the way the Sixers are playing right now. They seeming like they starting to get, you know, something under them. Ben ain't the greatest.
But yeah, Ben
is playing lockdown when he needs to. I'm confident that the Sixers could kind of take that number one spot in the East. I just want my bet to win. That's it. So I can't keep losing money, man.
That's too real.
But if the Nets stay healthy, the Nets do their thing, then there's no reason why they shouldn't come out of these at all. Nobody stopping.
And Kyrie can play shooting guard. That's what he always wanted to do. He's
right now. I just love how Kyrie's the third option now.
Shit, Kyrie take the most shots. He's option
number one.
While KD's out.
I don't know, man. While KD's out, yeah.
While KD was in, he was taking the most shots. Y'all high. Go look at
that. Was a couple games. How many games they played together, bro?
Every game they played together, Kyrie took the most shots. I'm damn near sure.
But we all know KD's a pussy, so he's going to probably let Kyrie take all the shots. Like, he's going to let him do that because we saw him let Russ broke-ass shot. You know what I'm saying? He let Russ
take you can over. Tell – Cause look at Bradley Beal. I'm not saying Bradley Beal ain't letting Russ take over, but Russ isn't taking over like he was when he was with KD. Mm-hmm. Russ was averaging like 26, 10, and 10, like easy.
Still not having that shit. He come right down the court with the
we here taking the unders at 18.5 on Russ at this point, because Russ is now just managing the game. He doesn't need to shoot all the time because he got. I mean, KD wasn't scared to shoot, but I felt like KD was scared of that confrontation. Like, I don't want to take the ball out your hands, Russ, so I'm going to let you do your thing. Bradley Beal's like, give me that. Like, I think KD was scared of that confrontation. I didn't think KD wanted to take control of the team, but he didn't want to be the guy that came out outwardly and said, I want control of this team. When he went to Golden State, he had the boys around him to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Earl, tell him what you seen in that series, bro. Get him, bro. You got to tell him because I'm not – you hear what he just said about this Russ stuff and all that?
I mean, I agree. Because
I think
KD, you can't agree, bro. What did he do?
I think KD
– I can agree.
I think KD got some championship muscles when he won in Golden State. You know, I'm always going to say that it was a coward move to go to Golden State when he left Oklahoma City. I mean, you went to a 73-9 team and won a chip within 2 years. Like, kudos, my guy. Like, you didn't – I mean, you took over in the series, but, like, other people had to be accounted for at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had the Clays of the world. You had the Stephs of the world. And that's – they was cooking at that time. So, like – and then KD was kind of the master chef behind that. But I think he got them championships and he kind of had the muscles. And now he's like, all right, yeah, like, this is what I want to do. I made my decision. And he kind of, like, talked up a bit. I didn't think he wanted to do that with Russ because I think Russ would have barked back. Like, Russ just wants to win.
I'm going to tell you why I can agree, bro. I'm about to tell you. Let me explain. I'm about to tell you exactly why I can agree. Because he said KD was scared of the confrontation, which I agree with.
Yeah, for sure. In that
series where KD folded them last couple games, it was not because KD said, give me the ball. It was because Russ said, here, have the ball, since that's what everybody wants. And that's why he folded. Russ was sitting there like, all right, let me give him the ball, move out of everybody's way. Since this is all y'all talk about every time, Russ taking too many shots, Russ doing too much, Russ this and Russ that. Russ gave him the ball, moved out his way, and he was giving them cookies up to Steph.
The team that beat him, they was up 3-1 in that series.
Yeah, and
KD folded.
Strapped in the fourth quarter.
He folded three straight games, bro. Oh, my God.
Back. Now you folded to 73-9 team. So like, but it don't matter. You up 3-1. You got arguably the greatest scorer. I mean, outside of Steph.
Nah,
KD can score whenever, wherever. Like he just when you able to score at will over LeBron. Like he did in that game, like he did in a couple of games when he won that championship series. I mean, no one's stopping you. So cook, like, don't be scared of the moment. Don't fold under it though. Like, do what you came to do. Do what you wanted to do. And he folded in them last couple games. And I mean, we saw what happened.
He knew what he did to his career though. After that, bro, like he knew what it was, bro. There's no way you one on these dudes and you fold like that and then you go to their squad. He knew what that was. That's why he got all personal and wanted to be making his burner accounts and responding to people, bro, because he knew that was weird. The like KD he knew that was that wasn't the best decision. He just wanted the easy route out and didn't try to compare it to LeBron. Like, nah, bro, LeBron didn't lose to no Heat. No, he wasn't up on no damn Heat 3-1 before he went to them. They wasn't nothing.
Yeah, that would have been like LeBron going to Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, Boston was a bit older at the time, but yeah, that would have been LeBron going there.
LeBron going to Boston, what they would have did to LeBron. Imagine that. Imagine.
I mean, they crucified him for going to Miami. Yeah. I can't imagine like, what they would have done for his own team, that beat him.
Made his own team, basically. The Heat was kind of trash. They was basically 8th seed, maybe 7th seed every year and stuff like that. Once D-Wade slowed down a little bit. And he said, I'm going to make my own team. Like, I'm going to just do this. It was totally different. So, yeah, KD ain't never been the same since that series, man.
And I was surprised that KD wasn't willing to take a back seat to Russ when Russ was cooking. Because he seen how D-Wade took that back seat to Bron when Bron got over there. He seen how Chris Bosh kind of took that back seat a little bit. Not that Bosh was, like, this dominant person in Toronto. I mean, he was – he was dominant.
He was an all-star in Toronto, bro. He was a demon. I mean,
it ain't when you the best player on that team.
I'm talking about Chris Bosh.
I think I was surprised KD didn't take more of a backseat to that Russ and kind of coexist with him, because you see that D Wade and LeBron connection. Like it was seamless almost for D Wade to take that backseat that first year, know that LeBron is kind of running the show and kind of play your part. And it all worked out. I mean, it didn't work out that first year, but it worked out 2 years after that in a row. And, you know, KD should have looked at that and been like, all right, that could be me. Because D-Wade was still cooking. D-Wade was still doing his thing. KD wanted to be the man of the hour, and he got to be the man of the hour in Golden State. But I think that says more about Steph, Klay, and Draymond than it does about KD.
That's a fact.
Because I think Steph Clay and Draymond was, and Draymond got tired of it after a while, because he called him like a motherfucker, a bitch in the locker room or something like that. But Clay, Draymond, and Steph was like, hey, listen, we're going to let KD cook. It's going to help us win. Like, fuck it, I'm with it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the good players do, is they know when to take a back seat to the alpha. And KD was the alpha at the time. And, you know, KD was the best player in the league them couple years. I mean, now we back to LeBron being the best player in the league. All is right in the world.
Wait. You're not going to slap it all quick like that. What you
said
say?
Absolutely. I said LeBron's the best player in the world. 100%.
LeBron?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I thought he said KD.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Did he say KD at first?
For a couple years?
I think he said that.
He was. I think he was. I didn't think – With his ability to just score at will, and listen, at the end of the day, he took over some last games in Golden State when they won them chips. Like he took them over, dagger in LeBron's face, like he did it. So yeah, I mean, I think that, listen, you had people calling Kawhi the best player in the world when he won in Toronto. You got to give KD that little bit of respect to. He daggered the guy.
And I said, like, I was looking at him the same way I'm looking at you.
Cook
crazy, like what? Kawhi, where Kawhi at now?
On the bench, load manager.
He was out tonight.
But I'm saying he's in no conversations. That's what I'm talking about. He's in no conversations.
Nah, he's not going to. He won't ever be in that conversation.
He'll be in the conversation when he gets to the chip this year.
You think the Clippers is coming out of the West?
Yes.
No,
Earl,
man.
Oh my God, Earl.
If these rumors of a buyout for Andre Drummond is true and the Lakers grab him and AD, I don't think there's no question who's coming out of the West. They just got to stay healthy. I think the Lakers are absolutely coming out of
the Clippers and get Kawhi somebody that'll actually hoop when they need him to?
See, Paul George was hooping, though. I just don't know what happened to Pandemic P, bro. Or was it Playoff P? That's what he was calling himself?
Shit. He was not hooping.
Who would you team up with Kawhi? Who would you team up with Kawhi right now? If you took out Paul George out of the equation, you traded him away.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah, you're right. I completely forgot that Bradley Beal wanted to get out at some point.
Are we talking about who that want to get out, or who would I pair with him?
Who would you pair with him? Regardless, whoever wants to get out, any way you want to shape it.
Bradley Beal's
a good one. I like Bradley Beal.
Can fit with anybody. Bradley Beal, Devin Booker.
Devin Booker not leaving Phoenix, bro.
He's not. He's definitely not. But I'm just saying, it's certain like guys that you compare with anybody, and they're going to get theirs. Like it's something about Paul George. It's like he need the ball. He need to be like the dominant ball.
He needs to be the main guy. Yeah, he needs to be.
He got to be a dominant ball handler.
Do the Clippers have a true point guard?
I know he's a point guard.
Who?
Kawhi. He need a point guard.
Yeah, I was about to say, dude, Clippers don't really got a true point guard, do they?
That's true.
I mean, and I'm trying to think of a point guard that I can say that would go there, and but everything going to be crazy to people. I'm thinking, but man, he needs a point guard. Like,
he needs a point guard.
Just need a point guard, bro.
What's his name? Patrick Beverly? Nah, that ain't happening.
He's a bench player. Glorified bench player, bro. And the crazy thing about him is his whole career, everybody act like he's a great defender. And all he do is get cooked and just exert a lot of
Steph exposed that.
I see somebody exert so much energy in my life, bro. He be getting cooked, bro.
I think the Clippers' best chance of winning was last year when they had Trez playing at the level he was playing at.
I did him dirty by taking Trez from him. He took 20 points off their bench. Like,
so I think that's where that they bench is definitely lost a lot. Lou Will can only do so much coming off the bench like that. I mean, maybe you try.
They had a whole chemistry thing going on.
Maybe you try to insert Lou Will into the starting lineup and see how that work out for Kawhi and Paul George. But I mean, I can't think of any point guards that is really wanting out of their situation.
Then you don't have a bench if you take Lou Will off your bench.
I mean, the Clippers at this point got to do something. Yeah. They got cooked by. They should have got Derrick Rose tonight.
They should have got
Derrick Rose. When Derrick Rose wanted, he got traded back to New York.
Yeah,
that'd have been a good
one. That would definitely have been. But yeah, I agree. Kawhi definitely needs a true point guard. Matter of fact, a Kyle Lowry.
There you go. I was about to say, it's somebody that's good out right now. There's rumors like him
being traded. They got that chemistry from Toronto, and they was cooking together. I was able to distribute the ball. Van Vliet was able to come. I mean, but I think Van Vliet is ready to take over that role over in Toronto now. But yeah, Kyle Lowry might be all right for him. Just gotta make it happen.
Kyle Lowry, that's a good joke.
But it ain't gonna be any type questions about who's winning the West if the Lakers get Drummond. I think it's a wrap, honestly. I think it's a wrap for the NBA.
If the Lakers get Drummond and AD come back healthy, yeah, that's different.
Is it because now AD can go back to playing that true power forward, small forward type hybrid that he loved, and you just got Drummond on the boards? Like,
that's ridiculous. They're gonna be, oh my god, yeah. I don't even want that to happen because then people are gonna be saying it was too easy for LeBron. So I'm a LeBron fan, I don't even want that to happen. We don't need no Andre Drummond. I went the hardest route possible to the championship. All these other teams.
I do too. I'm a LeBron guy. I'm a LeBron stan. I'm one of them guys that's been with LeBron for, like, I was a LeBron fan back in. I was old enough to remember him on the cover of Slam magazine, like the chosen one. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I watched him. St. Vincent St. Mary, I think at the time was like ranked 23rd or 24th in the country, and they cooked. The number one team in the country. Like, it was easy. LeBron was a man amongst boys. And that's when I was just like, this dude's an animal. So, like, I fuck with LeBron heavy. I think LeBron takes a lot of unwarranted criticism.
Yep.
That's a fact.
And he's the most
superstar of all time.
I think the GOAT conversation's over. He lost. Once he was lost in the finals, his finals record's always going to be held against him. But at the same time,
Hear me out though, bro. Because what you said just now, I don't like that, and it bothers me. Why can't it be multiple GOATs? Like, why can't it be a GOAT?
Oh, there can be.
I don't think
there
we
can be, but I think
you can't compare LeBron and Jordan because they're not the same player, bro.
I think
Jordan
you're always gonna come back to championships. So, like, yeah, you can have the GOATs of different generations, you know, the Bill Russells, the Michael Jordans, the LeBron, the Kobe's, the LeBron.
Curry is like a super great superstar then. He got to be.
Who is?
He got to be. Robert Horry. He's a superstar then.
I mean, yeah. With the seven chips.
You just said that means Robert Horry's a superstar.
I think it's Robert Horry wasn't taking over games like Jordan and LeBron do, or Kobe for that matter.
And you said it's about championships. You ain't say nothing about taking over no games. You say right, it's about championships.
If we're going to talk the GOAT conversation.
So the real GOAT is Bill Russell. If it's about championships.
Of course. Of course. If it's about championships,
Bill, right?
Yeah.
We can agree on that, right?
If you're going to talk, I can agree. I can definitely agree. If we're going to talk about championships, it's Bill Russell. 100%. But we know NBA people is going to talk about being able to take over a game, how clutch you are. And for what it's worth, LeBron is way more clutch than a lot of people give him credit for.
Thank you. Thank you.
But they always going to talk about, you know, how he passes up the ball in situations. They talked about it just a couple weeks ago where he passed the ball out of a double team, and they said, why ain't LeBron shoot? Because my man was doubled, and he was 35 feet out. He's not going to throw it up. He's going to give his team the best chance to win. All right, he passes to Caruso. We get it. Who else was he going to pass it to? The other team? Like LeBron is smart. LeBron is not a dummy. He's going to do his best for the team at the end of the day. And if that's him taking a shot, he's going to take it. We've seen him take it. We've seen a dagger in Chicago. We've seen that happen. Like, we've seen him pull up. We've seen the block in against Golden State when they came back 3-1. Like, we've seen that, you know, and I'm surprised LeBron hasn't ever won a defensive player of the year. I think Earl was telling me just because he's just been inconsistent, he chooses when to play defense, which I can agree with.
Only solid year was the year he lost it. He came in second, and he lost it to Mark Gasol.
Mm-hmm. And now look at Mark Gasol now. Not even a damn shell of that. If they had that Mark Gasol, man, just a little bit of that Mark Gasol, they wouldn't even be having these problems right now.
Debo and Mark Gasol, bro, they was the crazy – bro, oh, my God.
Debo was just – he was just a hood boy. Like, that was it. Played hood ball. That was he played it. Yeah, on the free, I'll never forget that. That clip is infamous. Like, him and Z-Bo, they was nasty that year. And you could argue that Z-Bo gave Marc Gasol kind of the opportunity to win that defense player of the year because he put that dog in him. But, I mean, I think LeBron James definitely gets a lot of unwarranted criticism. And I can't be that. I can't be 18, coming in 17, coming into the league knowing that I got all this pressure on my shoulders. I would crack. I ain't gonna front. Like, and live LeBron up. And Cat. Yeah. And he lived way beyond. You keep it in a buck. I don't think LeBron's lived beyond the expectations people had of him. I think people expected way more from him. I think they expected multiple championships in a row. I think they were looking at him to come out like Kobe did. But LeBron never had a Shaq. LeBron never had a. We're gonna talk about Pau Gasol not being as dominant as he was. But Pau Gasol was dominant them years. Lamar Odom was dominant them years. Kobe won them chips back to back. So, like, and LeBron never had that. He was carrying.
He had a Hall of Fame coach too.
He was carrying the Drunas Ilgauskas to the finish line. Like, not that Ziggy was bad, but come on now, like Drew Gooden, come on, man. Like, LeBron definitely exceeded some expectations, but people still expect way more from him. I just respect what I'm watching at this point.
That lineup
was insane.
That year he went there to the finals.
Again, I think it was what? That lineup he came in 03. 09 when Orlando went when the Eastern Conference Finals with against Orlando. It might have been 08, 09 against Orlando. I remember.
No, I'm talking about the final.
Against San Antonio. That was when Antonio won that first one. 2010.
Yeah.
Because LeBron left the year after, right?
It's like none of those – go back and look at roster, bro.
Mo Cheeks.
Ridiculous, bro. Like, you'd be like,
not Mo
Cheeks.
I'm talking about
Mo Williams.
Mo Williams, yeah. Yeah, Mo Williams. You had – was Delonte West on the squad at that point? Yeah, I believe so.
Did he even have
– I think they had Delonte West at that time.
Johnny Booby Gibson.
Marshall.
Booby Gibson. There you go, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Gibson.
It was – listen, and for him to go against David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and Tony Parker, I mean, the expectation was for him to win it. You expected them Cavaliers to win it. They won the soft East. That was back when the East was really soft. They had the best record in the league. All right, cool, we get it. They wasn't playing the West all the time. They wasn't playing the San Antonios of the world. They wasn't playing at that time the Lakers of the world. And yeah, they got swept.
Right.
I mean, what do you expect? I mean, I would expect people to get swept by David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and Pau Gasol, Manu Ginobili, 100%. In their primes, they were in their primes. Outside of David Robinson, what's the shame in getting swept by?
He was done.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's none. And LeBron,
they gonna give hell forever. We're gonna always have to deal with LeBron fans. We're gonna always have to deal with motherfuckers hating on LeBron. But
LeBron could get really the 6 rings
for the NBA. We've been on this journey.
Let's get it. What's next?
What'd you say?
What's next?
No, what'd you say?
Oh, I said LeBron can get the 6 rings and nobody's gonna. I think he'll get 100%. I think he can. Four? LeBron definitely got at least 3.
I don't know.
LeBron definitely got at least 3 more years, 100%. I think he's truly playing until when his son gets drafted. Sure.
I just don't know.
If the Lakers keep the squad, I just think you need LeBron and AD. As long as you got LeBron and AD and solid bench players, I don't think it's a question that they'd be the favorites in the West. Unless you're going to have somebody like a Kyle Lowry go to the Clippers. Then you maybe got something to talk about. But I just think Bron's always going to go in turn-up mode and make it happen. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Still got to deal with all that, though, bro. I think they're going to be the new big thing coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like, until KD and all of them is done.
I agree. I can see that. Are they going to win?
I feel like they're like dynasty type of thing. Like, not really dynasty. They all old, kind of, but I feel like they're the next dynasty, bro. Like, seriously. But, yeah, I ain't really got nothing else, bro. Earl, you got something, bro? You got something, Tom? I ain't really got nothing else. I'm through all my topics.
I'm good. I enjoy it.
Yeah, just shout out to my M.O. Mello Ball. He been snapping.
Yo, Mello is – Let me be the first one to say.
Don't call it no wagon, nigga. I've been telling you about Melo since he was in high school. Stop that.
Let me be the first one to say that I didn't expect Melo to translate to the NBA like he has.
You did?
Nah, I thought he was just
he the best.
I thought he was
easily.
He's absolutely the best rookie. There's no doubt about it. I just didn't think it would translate as quickly. I thought he would have some trouble. Just because he's like a skinnier type, taller type dude. But I mean, I don't want to compare him to KD, but KD came out and when he came out, he was skinny and he started cooking from the rip. So, yeah, shout out Melo Ball. He's doing his thing. He's better than his brother already.
Easily.
So,
are. Yeah.
Like, it's not even a question.
He's everything we thought.
Lonzo was going to be 100%. I agree with that. 100%, everything we thought Lonzo would be. But then again, Lonzo had it unfair. He didn't have it. LA wasn't the right situation for him from the Brit. But I don't think he's ever going to get to his brother's level.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. They were a horrible team. He could have came in and hooped just like Melo hooping on the Hornets.
Yeah, but he just didn't. Lonzo didn't have a shot, man. Lonzo just started developing, you know, a tiny jumper. His brother came in cooking. Like, his brother was cooking it over in China or wherever he was. Like, it was, I mean, anybody cooks in China. You got Jimmer Fredette cooking in China. But, like, for him to come into the NBA and cook, like, is he in the starting lineup yet? Are they starting him now?
Yeah, he's starting. Well,
if they wasn't, they coach should have been fired, like, right away for not starting. Like,
nah, they coach still should have been fired. He waited too long.
Him coming off the bench like that. Yeah, absolutely. Kid is cooking right now. Let him cook. It's not even close. There's no other rookie close to him.
6 last night.
I can't even think of a rookie close to Lonzo right now.
The number one pick, he all right, but he's a
James Jameis Weissman.
He's a pure slasher. Anthony Edwards. He's a pure
Anthony
slasher.
Anthony Edwards, yeah. The boy from was it Minnesota?
Yeah. He's definitely a pure slasher.
He's gonna be tough though. Don't get it fucked up. He's gonna be tough. He just wasn't ready for the switch yet. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I seen somebody post up on Twitter that Golden State probably looking now at regretting taking Weissman over Melo.
Yeah. I know they
Melo.
They gotta be regretting that. But I thought Melo was the perfect. Wow. Didn't think he was gonna blow up like this. But looking at it now, hindsight 2020, he was probably the perfect pick for
Golden State. With Golden State, bro. He swings the ball. He can shoot. He's unselfish.
He can grab boards.
6'7". Like, he would have fit right in. You could have played with Draymond at the center all year. And even when
I think you said it right there. Like, he's unselfish. For a kid who was as flashy as him in high school and overseas, he came into the league completely unselfish.
Facts.
Playing unselfish ball. Like, anybody else would be wanting to score it all the time. Like you said, you got Anthony Edwards slashing on. Like, Melo would have been that pick. But was Klay hurt before the draft or after?
That's what I was about to ask. I'm about to say, I think Klay was still
healthy. Klay was still healthy. I think he was. And that kind of – when you look at the big man was the right answer if Klay was healthy.
Yeah.
But if they would have known what would have happened.
Klay was already hurt.
He was already hurt?
Yeah, well, then that was a bad decision, maybe.
Yeah, that was bad on the Warriors. Damn.
Maybe they didn't think he was going to rebound as well as he is. Maybe they thought they didn't want to deal with his dad's, you know, drama. But yeah, his dad's been awfully quiet.
I think that's what it was, though, honestly. They probably just didn't want to deal with all the
Alonzo drama. But look, hey, shout out LeVar, bro. LeVar talked all that talk about his kids, and both of them living up to it. LiAngelo ain't much, but he said Alonzo was going to come in cooking, and he cooking. That's for sure.
Facts. Let me see, 2020-21 NBA draft.
Yeah. But like I was saying, I ain't really got nothing else. If y'all want to end this right now, we can end it. But if y'all got something else, we can keep going. But, yeah, I ain't got no more topics right now.
I'm good, man. I just wanted to shout out my yummo. And my yummo, Tyrese Haliburton, need to hurry up and get back from injury.
Tyrese was cooking before he got hurt.
He was cooking, too.
Yeah, he tough. He's the only person that would give – a second thought about rookie of the year, but he's not gonna win it.
But he's not gonna. Lonzo got that in the bag already. Yeah, Tyree, nice though. Hey man, listen, I ain't got nothing else either, bro. I appreciate you having me on, Earl. Oh, it was a good time. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate
y'all guys. Keep doing y'all thing, bro. I enjoyed it.
I appreciate you getting on, bro. And I will tell you this: you was a great guest, bro. You talked a lot.
Come see me next year, dog.
You had some good time.
See you in the Rams in the Super Bowl.
You gotta come back.
Hey, listen, y'all. Let me know when Earl got my. Or I don't even think I got Earl. You got my number still?
Probably, bro. I think.
Listen. You get me up Facebook, Instagram, whatever y'all need to do. I hop on whenever, bro. It was definitely a good time. I appreciate it. Keep doing y'all thing for sure.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man, that's it,
bro. I appreciate you showing us love and all that. But yeah, we gonna get out of here, bro. I'm just saying, bro, episode 72.
You heard me?
I'm Steph.
I'm Earl, man. Peace.
Be out of here.